It's time now for live high school basketball on WCDO. And here to call all the action, Nate Lull.
Happy Friday, everyone. Nate Lull with you on WCDO and WCDOsports.com. Tonight, we're live at the U. The Unitico boys are hosting Deposit Hancock in a very big MAC boys basketball showdown. Again, I'm Nate Lull. I want to welcome you into the Butler Auto Tip-Off Show. Butler has the largest selection of clean, pre-owned vehicles in the area on two lots, Route 7 Riverside in Sydney and on Delaware Avenue in Sydney, across from the Kmart Plaza. Remember, at Butler Auto Sales, we will get you financed. You can apply for credit online at butlerautosales.com. We're going to take a quick break. We'll come back with the rest of our Butler Auto pregame show and get you all set. It's the Spartans and the Eagles tonight on WCDO. Stay tuned.
I can't believe it. I just got approved for a car loan.
We hear that all the time at Butler Auto Sales in Sydney. We have credit options for all credit types, regardless of credit history. You can fill out your credit application online 24/7 at butlerautosales.com. Just click the Apply for Credit tab. It's that easy. We have the largest selection of pre-owned vehicles on two lots in Sydney. And remember, at Butler Auto Sales in Sydney, it's our goal to never lose a customer over price. Apply for credit 24/7 at butlerautosales.com. Due to the overwhelming response to our customer appreciation $55 an hour service labor rate, Butler Auto Sales in Sydney has extended it through April 30th. Have your vehicle serviced at Butler Auto Sales today.
Live high school sports on WCDO and worldwide streaming live at WCDOsports.com.
And welcome back once again, folks. Nate Lull with you on WCDO. And, of course, our web stream, WCDOsports.com. As always, brought to you by SFCU. You can go back, you can listen to this game and any game we've done this season on WCDO.com, all courtesy of SFCU. And it's our Butler Auto pregame show. Butler can get you financed, folks. Over 160 vehicles on two lots right in Sydney. So you're going to find whatever you want at butlerautosales.com. The Unitico boys have still not lost a game this year in the MAC standing. So they are currently sitting right in the top couple of spots, right there with Delhi, who is 7-0, and I believe Unitico coming in tonight at 5-0. Green following them right up at, Green's now 5-1. We got confirmation that they beat Afton down at ACS earlier tonight. They had an early 5 o'clock tip there. So what Unitico is trying to do is protect themselves at the top of the standings, but they have a tough stretch coming up, including this game here tonight with DH. They still have to play Green. They still have to play Walton, they still have to play Green. They still have to play Delhi, who's the number one team right now, and they still have a showdown with Sydney as well. DH is kind of in the logjam of the middle of the pack here. You have Walton, you have DH, you have Sydney, all teams that are fighting to get into that top four spots that move on to the league semifinals. 1 and 2 and 3 right now look like they're pretty jammed tight between Unitico, Delhi, and Green. My gut is telling me that Green and Delhi could end up being the top two seeds, which then leaves Unitico, DH, Sydney, Walton, and anybody else that wants to get hot here at the end of the season that might be able to sneak in there for one of those seeds. So this is a key game here tonight. This is one that could come back in a couple of weeks and we say, boy, the winner of that game really gave themselves a good position, a good leg up in the standings. So it's a big one here tonight between the Spartans and the Eagles. I haven't seen the Eagles since around Christmas time. I caught them over at the Morris Christmas Tournament, a team that can run and gun. They have some great young guards that are tall and lanky that can get out and really do some things. So you're going to have to be careful with them. Unitico, we've seen quite a bit. We saw them last week against the Walton Warriors, and they played very good ball there. That was last week. So they took on the Walton Warriors there, spoiled the party as Dylan Jacob was going for his 1,000 points. They were able to come back. They were down 12 in that game, came back and won that ball game. So that was certainly a really nice win for Unitico. So they're a team that's scrappy. They get up and down the floor. They don't do anything real glamorous, but they're going to grind you down and try to get a victory. So, and Shea Barber is one of the best shooters in the MAC for sure. So they'll be putting that on display as well here tonight. We're going to pause for the national anthem as well as the starting lineups here for Deposit Hancock and for Unitico. It's our Butler Auto pregame show. We will get you set for tip-off when we come back. I'm Nate Lull on WCDO.
Make good use of your tax return and get your family in a safe, reliable vehicle from Butler Auto Sales in Sydney. We have the biggest selection around with over 160 to choose from, including over 50 2018 and 19 models. And Butler Auto Sales has credit options for all credit types, regardless of credit history. Fill out a credit application online 24/7 at butlerautosales.com. Just click the Apply for Credit tab. At Butler Auto Sales, it's our goal to never lose a customer over price. Due to the overwhelming response to our customer appreciation $55 an hour service labor rate, Butler Auto Sales in Sydney has extended it through April 30th. Have your vehicle serviced at Butler Auto Sales today.
Your friends from C.H. Lander's Funeral Home in Sydney proudly support youth activities in our local communities, including high school sports. Jeff and Brenda Bagley, along with their caring staff, wish the best to area teams and remind players the importance of sportsmanship. Good luck this season from C.H. Lander's Funeral Home at 21 Main Street in Sydney. For over 100 years, they have assisted families with compassion and care during their most difficult days. Their broad range of services can be found online at landersfh.com. Landers Funeral Home at 21 Main Street in downtown Sydney, proudly supporting the youth in our communities.
This year, switch to Morabito. If you're looking to get serious about your energy plan, now is the time. For over 90 years, we've delivered reliable, dependable, and affordable energy. For fuel oil or propane, count on Morabito. With our automatic delivery, budget payment plans, and state-of-the-art heating and cooling equipment, reliability and affordability are just a phone call away. This year, switch to Morabito, where our people make energy different.
Winter. It's a fact of life in upstate New York. And since 1920, that's 100 years, Jess Howe's Building Supplies in Sydney Center has been our area's answer to all those winter hassles. Jess Howe's is stocked with ice melters, roof rakes, snow shovels, outdoor work gloves, heat tape, as well as insulated chimney systems, traction sands, and so much more. And since you're probably spending more time inside this winter, why not think about those indoor painting projects? Jess Howe's has a complete line of top quality Benjamin Moore paint with thousands of colors and a color matching system to get the color just right. This winter, get it all in one stop to Jess F. Howe's Building Supplies in downtown Sydney Center.
The Tri-County Heartbeat is FM 101 and AM 1490 WCDO.
Welcome back, folks. Let's get to the starting lineups. First for Unitego and head coach Travis Woods. Sophomore number one, Miles Marine. Sophomore number two, Shea Barber. Junior number 10, Tori Goo. Senior number 30, Owen Reed. And senior number 32, Austin Faulkner. On the other side for DH and head coach Ben Deemer, they have sophomore number one, Wyatt Jacobs. Junior number three, Caleb Walker. Junior number four, Tyler Santa Maria. Senior number 21, Christian Sokol. And sophomore number 22, Jacob Dobomirescu. And so here we go. The DH Eagles will be in the black with the blue trim. It says Eagles in blue lettering across the front of the uniform there. Unitego in the home whites with the green trim. It says Spartans in green lettering across the front of the uniform there. Some big points on the line here tonight in the MAC standings. And we are set to jump things up. Unitego going right to left and DH left to right. Unitego win the opening tip. And here are the Spartans again going right to left. Here is Miles Marine, left wing side. We'll go to Tori Goo. Goo lofts one across the top of the defense, goes to Shea Barber in front of the student section on the far side. Lost control of it. Ball rolls into the backcourt. We'll have a backcourt violation. And so DH will pick up the ball right in front of the scorer's table here at midcourt. Nate Lowell with you tonight on WCDO. Glad to bring you all the action. Jim Tomeo is our in-game producer back in our Sydney Main Street studios. And here is DH with the basketball. They'll work it down low. Go to the right side for Walker. Steps back for a three. Left it short. Rebound for Goo. Goo is off to the races. Wants to take it down right wing side. The kiss off the glass. No good. Rebound is loose and Walker will come away with it. Walker down the right wing side of the floor. Dribbles behind his back. Slows down as we are scoreless with 45 seconds gone in the first quarter. Ball batted around. Sokol gets it back. Stolen by Maureen of Unitego. And across the Spartans logo, now he'll pump the brakes and slow things down. As we're about a minute gone here tonight at the U, it's scoreless so far between the Spartans and the DH Eagles. Left side in front of the DH bench for Tori Goo. Back to Maureen. Good pass down low. A pump fake here for Owen Reed. It was blocked out of there by Sokol, and now back up the floor for the Eagles. Trying a pass ahead here to Walker. And Walker is bumped there by Maureen. A little hip check, and we'll have a whistle. First foul of the night on either side. With 6:49 to go in the first quarter, and we are scoreless between Unitigo and DH. DH will inbound the basketball on the baseline. They go left wing side as they go left to right. They'll work it into the corner now for Walker. A step back three is an air ball. Rebound for Shea Barber. Tries a long pass ahead there for Austin Faulkner. It was too far in front of him. He managed to save it, but it goes right to DH with 6.5 to go in the first quarter. Walker now will get that ball and work it back up the floor going left side. Steps back, thought about it. Goes to the top of the key. Dobomirescu fires up a three, and the bank is open for Jacob Dobomirescu, making it a 3-0 game here for the Eagles for the first bucket of the night with 6:10 to go first quarter. A little alley-oop down low. They're looking for Owen Reed, and he gets it to go. Reed's first shot of the night makes it 3-2 with 6 minutes to go in the first quarter. And the Eagles will bring it back up the floor across the midcourt timeline. Here is Walker, heck of a baseball player in the spring for this very talented DH program as well. Gets it right side. Little stutter step and into the corner. Now back here to Wyatt Jacobs. Wants to take it to the rim and gets the floater to go here for Wyatt Jacobs. And so 5:40 to go in the first quarter. DH jumps out to a 5-2 lead over Unitigo. Maureen goes left side now to Goo. Goo down low, now looking for Austin Faulkner. Faulkner puts it up, second chance opportunity off the original miss is good for Faulkner, and cuts it to 5-4 with 5:20 to go in the first quarter. Dobomirescu back across midcourt. Goes to the left side, directing traffic here for DH. Student section heckling DH so far tonight. The theme for the student section is frat boy tonight, and they got some good costumes over there. Some sunglasses, looks like a day at the beach for a lot of those guys. Some backwards hats, I like it. DH will throw the ball away, so Unitigo will get it back and bring it up the floor to the left side, again going right to left. Here's Maureen, the shifty sophomore guard, goes far side. Shea Barber for the fellow 10th grader, gets into the paint, hanging jumper for Shea Barber is good. And Unitigo takes the lead 6-5 with 4:45 to go in the first quarter. Walker in the backcourt, gets across the midcourt timeline. Walker looking for some options. Gets down low, stripped of the basketball. Faulkner will come away with it. Faulkner right side, a long chest pass ahead for Barber. Pump fake, gets the bucket to go. And he's going to the line as he was fouled. Shea Barber, when he gets a good start too, he can be deadly. He gets some confidence, and he'll go to the line looking for the old-fashioned three-point play. With 5:35 to go in the first quarter, and Unitigo jumps out to an 8-5 lead. And so stepping to the line here is Barber. First shot, early shot, I should say, for Barber is too strong. And the rebound comes to Dobomirescu. With 4.5 to go first quarter, it's 8-5. Unitigo on top. Dobomirescu with a shot straight away for three. No good. Unitigo's looking to leak it out. They go ahead for Barber. Pump fakes, puts it up and in. Nice play there by Barber. He's got 6 points, and that looks like the game plan here for Unitigo. DH is going to call a timeout. It's 10-5. They're leaking out and running players long, and so far it's worked. Unitigo leads DH 10-5. We'll be back on WCDO.
Waste Recovery Enterprises of Sydney is the area's most trusted source for all of your disposal needs. We offer weekly residential trash pickup in the Tri-County area, as well as commercial or residential dumpster service and roll-off boxes for construction debris or household cleanout. Our transfer station on Valley View Road accepts trash, appliances, furniture, construction, and demolition debris. Waste Recovery Enterprises, Valley View Road in Sydney, just off Route 7. Call 563-2616 or go to wasterecovery.com.
When the cold weather hits, it's hard not to think about the heating season and the cost of heating your home or business. Hi, this is Kurt Gardner, owner of Superior Heating and Air Duct Cleaning of Sydney, and I'm here to tell you that there are ways you can save money during the heating season. By annual clean and maintenance checks of your heating system, you can extend its life, and if you need to make a change, being able to choose the best system that fits your family needs will save you money too. Give me a call at 349-0831 and start saving money now. We also accept Visa and MasterCard. Call 349-0831.
Live high school sports on WCDO and worldwide streaming live at WCDOsports.com.
Out of the timeout, Eagles with the basketball, but another steal here. Very active hands for the Spartans. Faulkner tries a long bounce pass ahead, and it was miles ahead of Miles Maureen there, and he couldn't catch up with it. Rolls out of bounds and goes back to DH. So very good defense so far tonight by the Spartans. 3:50 to go in the first quarter. 10-5 is the score. Unitego boys on top of visiting DH tonight here. Chance of defense from the student section at Unitego. Dobo Marescu pumps one inside for Christian Sokol. Turnaround shot no good. Wyatt Jacobs a rebound as he cleans the glass for DH. Back out for Walker. Walker, a little running floater in the paint with an air ball. And the smallest guy on the floor, Tori Gu, goes in and scoops up the rebound for Unitego. Ahead now for Maureen. Splits two defenders and he's fouled before he gets the finger roll off. And the foul's going to be on Caleb Walker, the junior. 3:25 to go first quarter. Here's our team foul situation. Two for DH and one for Unitego in the early going. Owen Reed's going to get a breather, and Destin Gesick will come in here for the Spartans. He provides some good minutes off the bench. Unitego gets it in. They leave Shea Barber wide open in the corner, and he drains it. And Barber is off to a hot start with 9 of Unitego's 13 points. With 3:15 to go in the first quarter, it's 13-5. Good start for the U. They're definitely feeling confident after some big wins so far this season. Here's Bob Lewis for DH at the foul line. Shot was too strong. Sokol the rebound. It's blocked. And, boy, somehow it was blocked and went up and actually went in the basket, but they're going to say it was before that, so he's going to shoot two. And so Sokol will go to the line here. Foul was on Faulkner, his first, and the team's second. Sokol, always a tough guy on the boards here for the Eagles, did a good job there. His first foul shot is short and no good. With 3:02 to go in the first quarter, 13-5 the score. Second foul shot coming here for Sokol as Unitego trying to protect this early lead. Second shot for Sokol is up and good. And so it is 13-6. Unitego boys on top of DH with 2:55 to go in the first quarter. Barber works it to the inside for Gesick on the baseline. Back out for Tori Gu. Right elbow jumper splash for Tori Gu. And that makes it 15-6 with 2:45 to go in the first quarter. Spartans on top of the Eagles. Eagles going left to right. Here's Dobo Marescu. Picks up his dribble. Goes Walker far side. Walker looking to get a screen. Doesn't use it. Goes back Bob Lewis, far side. Lewis steps in. Picked up his dribble in a tough spot. Tries to pass one down low on the baseline. Somehow works it onto the low block here on the left low block for Wyatt Jacobs. Back out for Walker. 12 on the shot clock. Tosses it up. Won't go. Rebound for Faulkner. Here comes Unitego. Faulkner in the backcourt. We'll get to the top of the key. Chest pass for Gu, left wing side. Now back to the top of the key here for Maureen. With 2:09 to go in the first quarter, they go Shea Barber. NBA range three for Barber. He is feeling it from downtown, folks. He's got 12. And Unitego has jumped out to an 18-6 lead. Did not see this coming with 1:55 to go in the first quarter. Here's Lewis on the right side. Lewis trying to pass it to the interior, but the Unitego defense is swarming. Back up for Walker at the top of the key. Walker back to the near side for Miles Maureen. Pumps one inside, and they'll get Destin Gesick, for a reach as he was behind Sokol and tried to reach over to swat that away. And they'll get him for his first, team's third. Coming off the bench now will be Owen Reed checking back in for Gesick. Agu is going to get a break, and Ricky Brennan will come in for Unitego. With 1:42 to go, first quarter. Unitego Spartans leading the DH Eagles 18-6 here tonight at the U. I'm Nate Lowe. Thanks for joining me on WCDO. Eagles with the basketball on the inbounds. It was tipped. Going to stay with the Eagles. With 1:41 to go, first quarter. So DH will look to get the ball in. And they'll go to Lewis. Lewis on the baseline. Pull-up jumper was short. An air ball. And Owen Reed gets the rebound. Unitego controlling the glass for the most part so far. Barber now finds Miles Maureen. Steps into a three and hits it. Maureen dials long distance, and it's 21-6. It's raining threes so far here for Unitego. They're looking good. And now a steal by Faulkner. Again, active hands. Went out of bounds into the Unitego bench. It'll stay with DH with 1:19 to go in the first quarter. You know, this game got off to a pretty even start, but Unitego, back-to-back threes by Barber and then a three by Maureen, has really opened things up here for the U. They lead 21-6 late in the first quarter tonight on their home floor. Santa Maria goes far side, intercepted here by Faulkner. He's off to the races. Wants to go up for the right-handed layup and puts it in. Faulkner with a nice breakaway layup. 23-6 here for Unitigo with a minute to go in the first quarter. Here's Lewis on the baseline, dribbled it off his leg and out of bounds. It will stay with DH. You're going to say Ricky Brennan. It rolled off his foot last. So it will stay with the Eagles with 59 seconds to go in the first quarter. Here's Lewis down low on the inbounds pass, no good. Sokol rips down a rebound, goes back out to Dobel Mareskiu. His shot is off the mark, out of bounds, and back to the U. With 52 seconds to go in the first quarter. And so the Spartans will get it back and look to walk it up the floor. Now Maureen puts on the Jets, goes to Shea Barber, pump fakes on a three, works one inside here for Owen Reed. Puts it up and in. They can't miss right now. And Owen Reed has 4 points, and it's 25-6. And DH is going to take a timeout with 36 seconds to go in the first quarter. The Eagles are frustrated, rightfully so. They trail 25-6, and we'll be back on WCDO.
Quality Hardwoods in Twin Valley on Route 8 in Bainbridge proudly take part in sponsoring local sports on WCDO and remind fans to get out and cheer on your favorite teams. If you're a woodworker, contractor, or do-it-yourselfer, be sure to stop by Twin Valley, featuring quality hard and soft woods for flooring, stairs, cabinets, molding, and more. Every piece is hand-inspected and stored in a climate-controlled area. Visit Twin Valley's retail store, a division of Quality Hardwoods on Route 8, just a half mile north of the Route 7 and 8 traffic light, and proudly supporting our area's local athletes.
Everything you need for your home, close to home. That's Barnard's Hometown Hardware on North Main Street in Bainbridge. For the winter season, we're stocked with stovepipe and ductwork, heat tape and window plastics, weather stripping and furnace filters, snow shovels, ice melters and roof rakes, and even hand warmers for you hunters and skiers. And it's never too cold to paint inside. Check out our quality Valspar paint selection in every color you could imagine. Barnard's Hometown Hardware, 12 North Main Street in Bainbridge. Everything you need for your home, close to home.
Your New York State Excellence in Broadcasting award-winning station. FM 101 at AM 1490 WCDO.
A big-time three for Tyler Santamaria right out of the timeout. They went right to him at the top of the key, and he swishes a three-pointer to make it 25-9. Unitigo on top of DH here tonight at the U. 15 seconds to go in the first quarter. Spartans with the basketball. They're going to say a traveling violation here on Ricky Brennan. We'll give it back to DH with 10 seconds to go in the first quarter. So if you're DH, it hasn't gone your way, but you hit that three with Santamaria. If you could get a bucket here, it would keep it manageable. Let's see if they're aware of the clock here with 6 seconds left. Santamaria goes to Dobel Mareskiu. Deep three straight away, an air ball out of bounds with exactly 1 second left. So Unitigo could try to go for a home run pass here. They go to Faulkner, heaves one up, and it hits the rim. Good shot there from Faulkner from half court, but it won't go. End of the first quarter. Unitigo boys on top of Deposit Hancock, 25-9. We'll be back on WCDO.
Matt's Auto of Otigo is proud to support local high school sports on WCDO. Matt's Auto is just outside of Otigo on County Road 7, a short drive from Jake's Deli. Matt's Auto provides quality general service and repair. They can do it all. Oil changes, brakes, tires, tune-ups, suspension work, engine repair, and they offer computer diagnostic testing. Matt's Auto has been in business since 1994 and is a local shop you can trust. Call 988-9264. That's 988-9264. Or stop by on County Road 7. Just down from Jake's Deli. Matt's Auto of Otigo, 988-9264.
Have you enjoyed a tasty meal at Bob's Diner in Bainbridge lately? Bob's is open 7 days a week and features daily and blue plate specials, awesome homemade soups, and Bob's popular chili available every day. Check out Bob's Build Your Own Burger menu, along with homemade desserts like pies, cakes, muffins, and more. And seniors age 65, you receive a 10% discount on breakfast, lunch, and dinner entrees all week long. Only at Bob's Diner, the home of the bottomless cup of coffee on North Main Street in Bainbridge.
The Tri-County Heartbeat is FM 101 and AM 1490 WCDO.
Welcome back, folks. Nate Lowell with you tonight on WCDO and WCDOsports.com. As we get you set for the start of the second quarter, Deposit Hancock will have the basketball, and an immediate steal here again by Shea Barber of Unitigo, and he's fouled as he looks to bring it back down the floor with 7:53 to go here in the second quarter. So early second quarter tonight at Unitigo, and the Spartans are leading visiting Deposit Hancock 25-9. Hot shooting first quarter, including 12 points from Shea Barber for the Unitigo boys. Now a steal right back by DH, and here's Walker down the floor. Walker, a nice dish off and up off the glass, and it's good for Nate Beagle. So Beagle gets it to go. And it's 25-11, and the DH crowd's starting to come alive here with 7.5 to go in the second quarter. Faulkner now on the right wing side. Faulkner lost it, and Beagle will come away with it here for the Eagles. And ahead now for Santa Maria. Santa Maria will bring it across the midcourt timeline. Still a lot of time left in this game. Obviously just the start of the second quarter, so DH has dug themselves a hole, but now can they claw out of it with 7:10 to go in the second quarter? Walker, left side, wants a three and got it. Caleb Walker says, not so fast, Unitigo, and it's 25-14. 7 minutes to go in the second quarter, and that DH crowd is certainly starting to come alive. Chance of defense now. Maureen dishes one down low for Faulkner. Pump fakes, puts it up and in. Austin Faulkner with 6 points. Unitigo answers back to protect that lead. They lead 27-14 with 6:40 to go in the second quarter. Here's Sokol at the high post. Leaves one off for Walker. He's tripped up, but somehow got it to Wyatt Jacobs. His shot is off the mark, out of bounds, and goes back to Unitigo. DH starting to show some more energy now. First quarter, it looked like they were kind of starting slow. But start the second quarter here, they've picked it up a little bit. And really at the end of the first quarter, too, you know, they hit that three from straight away from Tyler Santa Maria. I thought that really sparked them, too. Here's Barber as Unitigo has the ball to Maureen. At the top of the keys, double teamed, and Walker's going to get whistled for a reach, and I believe this is going to be number two on Walker. Here's our team foul situation. That's four now for DH and three for Unitigo. It is the second foul on one of the starting guards here for DH, Caleb Walker. Here's Torrey Gu back to Maureen. Wants to get into the paint. The floater is no good. Gets his own rebound, though. In the land of the trees, the small guard is stripped away, though, and Jacobs will come down with it. Jacobs ahead for Walker. Walker to the far side, finds Beagle, and he tried to go for an interior pass, and it was stolen away by Faulkner. Ahead and back up the floor here for Maureen. Both teams are wrestling and scrambling for it, and somehow Caleb Walker came out of the dog pile with the basketball. Chest pass ahead here for Wyatt Jacobs. Tries to take it to the rim and scores. Wyatt Jacobs has 4 points, and it's 27-16 with 5:35 to go in the second quarter. So DH trying to hang tough on the road. They find Shea Barber in the corner. Dials up a three. It's too strong. Reed with a rebound as he rips it down. Puts it up. Can't go. Faulkner. The tip drill. And it's good. And Faulkner has 8 points. And he's starting to come alive and heat up here for Unitigo. Unitigo leads 29-16. Walker tries to take it to the rim. And there's a foul before he gets to the interior with 5:15 to go second quarter. This will be the fourth team foul on Unitigo. And that will be the first on Shea Barber. Timeout taken here by the Spartans. 5:15 to go second quarter. Unitigo on top of DH, 29-16. In a boys' MAC battle tonight, we'll be back on CDO.
Cold winter weather, tough vehicle starts, difficult driving conditions. Stop at Sydney Tire, your family vehicle safety center. They can evaluate your tires and antifreeze level. The experienced staff at Sydney Tire can help you to maintain your vehicle in top condition through the cold winter months. So stop in or call Sydney Tire today. Located on Route 7 between Sydney and Unadilla. Call 563-2828 for Sydney Tire.
Live high school sports on WCDO and worldwide streaming live at WCDOsports.com.
5:15 to go in the second quarter. Unitigo boys on top of visiting Deposit Hancock, 29-16. I'm Nate Lowe. Thanks for joining me tonight on WCDO and WCDOsports.com, our web stream. Now working on all Apple products. Is all courtesy of SFCU. Inbounds play to Caleb Walker from deep in the corner, and he hits it. That thing touched the ceiling rafters before it came down, and it's 29-19. 5 minutes to go in the second quarter. They go to Barber in the corner. So DH has trimmed this back to 10. It had ballooned up to as much as 16, but DH has been chipping away at it. Faulkner goes far side, left side now for Barber in the corner. He wants that three. It's too long. Faulkner with a rebound on the right low block, muscles it up, and he's fouled. Can't get the shot to go, but he will head to the line. Battle of the student sections right now, folks. The DH student section is starting to come alive, and they start yelling out some great chants here to start the second quarter, and it's filled with some Delhi guys as well. Some Delhi guys have come over to support their buddies from DH, so that's always fun. as Faulkner gets the first shot to go. As we said earlier, the Unitico student section has decided to go with the theme of frat boy tonight. We got some sunglasses over there, some backwards hats, some polo shirts. It's looking real good. Faulkner gets the second one to go, and he's got 10 points now. He's really come alive in this second quarter. 4:35 to go here in the second frame. Unitico boys leading DH 31-19. Far side, they go for Wyatt Jacobs. Tripped up, stayed on his feet, though, and the finger roll rolls all the way around the rim, wouldn't go. Rebound for Unitico. Ahead now for Barber. Two on one if they can go. If they can hurry, he misses the layup. Faulkner's there again and puts it in. Faulkner with 12, doing the work of a man on the inside is Austin Faulkner. And it's 33-19. A steal by Faulkner now. He's been all over the place. Faulkner going coast to coast, and Miles Marine will get the follow-up rebound, and it goes. Should have been goaltending anyways, as his shot was up in the cylinder. It was pinned and blocked there by a DH player, but Marine was right there for the tip-in. 35-19. What a showing here on offense. This is the best I've seen Unitico play this year. Exactly how they looked in the fourth quarter against Walton when they played them recently. Here's Walker, left side, dribbled it off his leg, and now a reach in, and oh, that's a tough one on Walker. It's going to be his third. He's going to have to sit now with 3:43 to go in the second quarter. And Unitico leading 35-19. He was just frustrated because he lost control of the ball, and he tried to reach in to steal it back, picked up his third, team sixth. Team foul situation, DH with six, Unitico with four. And so the Spartans in control, and they've survived a couple of haymakers that DH has thrown back at them to try to work their way back into the game. Well, Unitico clicking very well. Down low for Faulkner, and he's blocked. And Sokol is whistled for the foul. Boy, Faulkner, this is how he played in the fourth quarter. I said this against Walton a couple weeks ago. He was sensational. Great defense, stealing the ball, running the floor well. He's so tall and lanky. He's great on the boards, and he's just been phenomenal tonight. He's got 12 points. Looking to increase it at the line here for the U. Faulkner's first shot too strong with 3.5 to go in the second quarter. Unitico still leading 35-19. Going to have a timeout here by the official. Looks like Faulkner is going to come over the bench here and might need some sort of a Band-Aid or something like that. He's looking at his finger here. So with 3.5 to go in the second quarter, yeah, it looks like maybe he just needed a Band-Aid to cover up some sort of a cut. So he'll hustle back out and go to the line here to shoot his second shot. So again, 3.5 to go in the second quarter. Shot is up for Faulkner and no good. And a rebound by Owen Reed. Boy, what a hustle play there by Reed. You got to love to see that. They go to the right side for Goo. Now back for Miles Maureen. Into the corner finding Barber. He's missed two straight over there. He seems a little reluctant to shoot at the moment. Back here to Reed. Reed, good pump fake. Gets his man in the air. Can't finish the shot, though. Rebound is loose, and Wyatt Jacobs is able to pull it down. Boy, between Jacobs and Dobro Marescu, two tall, lanky sophomores, they're going to be tough in the future here for DH. They're already tough. They get it down low, and a shot by Sokol is no good. Numbers here as Goo dumps it off for Faulkner, and the left-handed layup is good. He's got 14. And Unitico leads 37-19. They're just running the floor so well with 2:50 to go in the second quarter. Dobro Marescu. Oh, we're going to have a foul on DH. They were trying to free up Dobro Marescu with a Bob Lewis screen, and he gets clipped with the illegal screen there. So that's 8 fouls against the DH Eagles. The first on Lewis. Ricky Brennan will come back in. Shea Barber's going to get a break. Barber started off this game red hot with 12 points. Cooled off a little bit here in the second quarter. Still doing a lot of good things out there, but Austin Faulkner has picked up the slack. DH trying to hang tough here with 2:40 to go in the second quarter. Here's Miles Maureen. Bang! Right side, nailed it, and he's got 7. Boy, Unitico just cannot miss right now, and it's 39-19 with 2.5 to go in the second quarter. DH with the basketball. Dobro Marescu works one down low for Sokol. Back out here for Dobro Marescu. Gets into the paint, dishes one off for Jacobs, and he's fouled. So 2:22 to go in the second. And let's see who they get this one on. Could have been on a variety of players down in the paint. Going to be on Faulkner, his second, team's fifth. Owen Reed's going to come to the bench. They will keep Faulkner back in there. He'll have to be careful not to pick up that third late here in the second quarter. DH will get it in. Dobro Marescu. on the left side. Leaves one off for Lewis. Pull-up jumper for Lewis is good. Bob Lewis for two, making it 39-21 with 2:05 to go in the second quarter. Make sure you stay tuned for our Marabito Energy Products halftime report. As this ball is tipped out of bounds, going to stay with Unitego. Good defense there by the Eagles of DH. Yeah, we'll give you the first half recap here and the scoring summary. Talk a little bit as well about what our plans are for the weekend and next week. Faulkner's going to come out for protection from those fouls. Good move there by head coach Travis Woods. Unitego misses a shot, and DH back down the floor going left to right. Late here in the second quarter. Halftime is approaching fast with a minute 45 to go in the second quarter. Unitego leading 39-21. Here's Lewis right side. Lewis tried to pass one to the interior, and he's fouled. As into the game here is Xander Rance. Gets whistled for slapping Bob Lewis there on the wrist. Minute 40 to go, second quarter. Packed house here tonight at Unitego. Good crowd, student sections going at it, and some good Friday night fun here at the U. A steal on the inbounds pass. DH will take it back. They find Wyatt Jacobs, who puts it up and in. And he has 6 points. So Walker has six, and Jacobs has six for DH so far. So a minute 25 to go in the second quarter. Unitego leading 39-23. Here's Gu, works it far side for Marine, steps in for a long triple, it's off the mark, Jacobs with a rebound for DH, they're looking to run. Jacobs, right side, tries to go to the rim, pull-up jumper is good. And the man they call Wyatt J has 8 points, and it's 39-25 as we hit a minute to go in the second quarter. DH trying to hang around, there's still a lot of game left if they could recoup at halftime and get some momentum. Maureen dribbles to the top of the key, slices through two defenders, goes to Rance on the baseline, tries to dish one over for Ricky Brennan off his hands and out of bounds. I think Unitego's just trying to survive to get into the locker room here. Very comfortable lead, but for protection, they put a couple starters on the bench, and DH is trying to take advantage with 45 seconds to go here before the halftime break. They go to the high post, and it's intercepted here by Miles Maureen. Maureen picked it off before it could get to the high post. Splits two defenders, tosses it up, it won't go. Ball loose on the baseline, out of bounds. It's going to stay with Unitego with 33 seconds to go. Spartans will inbound to the left of their basket. They go into Tori Gu. Far side for Brennan. Tries to go to the high post here for Destin Gesick. Dumps one off now for Rance. His shot won't go. Rebound back to Rance. Dishes one out here for Miles Maureen for three. No good. Rebound, but they're going to call a foul as both teams were jockeying for position on the rebound. I believe it's going to be on Destin Gesick. Yes, it will be on Gesick. With 20 seconds to go in the second quarter and the score 39-25. And walking up the floor here will be DH. DH goes to the far side. Here for the Eagles. Double Marescu goes to Lewis. Good pass down low for Sokol, and he puts it up and in. And Sokol now has 3 points. It's 39-27. A half-court heave is no good for Unitego. And that'll do it. The halftime break. Unitego 39, DH 27. The Eagles, a tough first half, but they're hanging tough, and they've chipped their way all the way back into this one to make it manageable at halftime, down by 12, 39-27. We'll take a break. We'll be back with the Marabito Energy Products Halftime Report coming up on WCDO.
If you heat with oil, call Marabito Energy Products. Whether you need a single fill-up or automatic delivery for a year, our affordable pricing is designed to keep you warm. Our new customer care center provides real-time ground control of all our fuel deliveries. So when you call, we can search for a driver closest to you for timely delivery. Call, save, stay warm. Marabito Energy Products, where our people make energy different.
WCDO.
Time now for the Marabito Energy Products Halftime Report. Remember, when you use your Marabito Rewards Plus card, you'll save instantly right at the pump. See for yourself at Marabito. Call 563-HEAT. That's 563-HEAT. Our halftime score here at Unitego. Unitego boys leading at Deposit Hancock 39-27. Here's our first half scoring summary. First for Unitego, 14 points for Austin Faulkner. He was sensational. 12 points for Shea Barber. 7 for Miles Maureen, 4 for Owen Reed, and 2 for Tori Gu. On the other side for DH, they have a team-high 8 points so far from Wyatt Jacobs, 6 from Caleb Walker, 3 apiece from Christian Sokol, as well as Jacob Domomorescu, as well as Tyler Santa Maria, two apiece for Nate Beagle, as well as Bob Lewis. Want to give a special shout-out to another local player who has joined the 1,000 Career Point Club tonight. Edmiston girls standout Madison Bolton just scored her 1,000 career point. She needed 11 coming into tonight's game over in Edmiston. They're hosting Franklin, and I know she was really excited about it. I went to their game on Tuesday, and she had 23 points against Downsville on Tuesday, so we knew that she was 11 away. Research done by Edmiston, and we dug into it as much as we could. Their record keeping wasn't, you know, they weren't exactly sure how many people were on the list or when the last time someone got in. All schools seem to handle that differently. So the research done by ECS shows she's the first female at Edmiston to hit the milestone since sisters Amanda and Angela Osborne did it in 1997. So big congratulations to Madison Bolton, a great kid, a great athlete, great soccer player as well, as she joins the 1,000 Career Point Club. First Edmiston female to do it since 1997. So really cool for Madison, and congratulations. I wish I could have been there to see it, but can't be everywhere, right? Didn't want to miss a big one here in the MAC tonight between the Eagles and the Spartans. So again, our halftime score, 39-27, Unitego boys on top of DH, and that's the best first half I've seen from Unitego this year. It's the best I've seen them play. They really did a nice job, moved the ball well, got out in transition, hitting shots. I mean, it was a really good performance in the first half of the Spartans. But kudos to DH as well. They took a big haymaker from Unitego. They could have folded up shop in the first quarter and said, all right, it's not our night. Unitego's going to run us off the floor. They didn't. And that's the DH way. DH is tough at everything. And it doesn't matter what the score is. They're going to fight hard. And that's what I really like about the DH programs, boys or girls. And they've battled their way back. Yes, they're in a 39-27 hole, but you got two full quarters to work with. And I think there's a lot to be said with the run that they made, because, again, they easily could have folded it up. They just chipped and chipped and chipped and got it back down in that 10-point range. And 10 points in boys basketball, I mean, you can erase that pretty quickly with the running and gunning and the up and down. And just if they can grab some momentum, hit a couple of threes, get out in transition, get some, you know, easy breakaway layups, anything like that, a 10-point lead, a 12-point lead is not really safe. So I think Unitego is going to have to keep their pedal to the metal, and if you're DH, you keep chipping away and see what you can do. It's our Mirabito Energy Products Halftime Report. Remember, when you use your Mirabito Rewards Plus card, you'll save instantly right at the pump. See for yourself at Mirabito by calling 563-HEAT. That's 563-HEAT. In our local coverage area, in the CDO coverage area, 19 total games tonight, 10 for the boys, 9 for the girls. So make sure you check out Nate Lull on Twitter and check out myself later on Twitter tonight. Also on WCDOsports.com, we'll have all those stats, scores, and everything, and we'll have some photos of Madison Bolton as well, who joined the 1,000 Career Point Club tonight for the Edmiston girls. So congratulations to her. We'll take a break. Third quarter coming up here on WCDO.
If you heat with oil, call Mirabito Energy Products. Whether you need a single fill-up or automatic delivery for a year, our affordable pricing is designed to keep you warm. Our new customer care center provides real-time ground control of all our fuel deliveries. So when you call, we can search for a driver closest to you for timely delivery. Call, save, stay warm. Mirabito Energy Products, where our people make energy different.
Lull, appreciate you joining us here on a Friday night. Inbounds play went right to Austin Faulkner. He went up for a layup and was fouled. Didn't get the shot to go, but he will step to the line. He's got a game-high 14 points so far. And so Faulkner looking to set things up here for Unitego to start the third quarter. His first shot is good. Unitego's in the home whites tonight with the green trim. Says Spartans in green lettering across the front of the chest. They'll now go left to right here in the third quarter. The Deposit Hancock Eagles are in the black with the blue trim. Says Eagles in blue lettering across the front of the uniform there. Shot for Faulkner is good. He's got 16. And it's 41-27 with 7:45 to go in the third quarter. Unitego boys on top trying to protect this lead as we start the second half. And DH lost control of the basketball there. Jacobs didn't see a pass coming to him, bounced off his hip, and Unitego takes it away. Faulkner trying to go coast to coast and is fouled and will head back to the line. Shot wouldn't go. Here's the biggest thing I've noticed about Faulkner recently is that he's, you know, for the last year or so, he's had this nice size and length and everything. But it's hard to know when to be aggressive. It's like a flip. He's flipped the switch, and he knows, hey, I got to go to the rim. I got to absorb that contact. I got to get to the line. He's doing all those things. And now he's got 17 as he makes the first foul shot. So whatever has changed, whether it's working with a great big man like Travis Woods, it's really done wonders for him. He's got 18 now as he goes 2-for-2 at the line. And Unitigo leads 43-27. We're just 30 seconds into the third quarter. DH with the basketball now going right to left. They have Walker. He's got to be careful playing with those three fouls. Far side for Santa Maria. Goes to Sokol, and Sokol with a step-back jumper on the baseline. No good, and Owen Reed with a rebound. Outlet pass ahead here for Miles Maureen. Ball rolls out of bounds. It'll stay with Unitigo. And so Maureen will be doing the inbounding duty. Goes to Tori Gu, back to Maureen. And he'll pump one down low here for Shea Barber. Pump fakes, puts it up and in. Shea Barber now with 14. And it's 45-27 with 6:55 to go in the third quarter. And here's Santa Maria. Another steal by Faulkner. Faulkner down the floor, sees that contact coming, can't get the shot to go. Maureen is there for the rebound. He puts it up. No good. Faulkner, again, his shot won't go. Just a little bit too much contact there, and he didn't quite have enough under it to get it up over the rim. So it remains 45-27. Now here's Walker with the kiss off the glass. It's good. What a cut and what a shot there from Walker. He's got eight. And it's 45-29 with 6:20 to go here in the third quarter. Bounce pass for Shea Barber. Barber lost control of it. They tried a little give and go, Barber and Goo, and he threw it away with 6:18 to go in the third. Battle of the student section continues here with, again, 6:18 to go in the third. So good chance on both sides. And here are the Eagles. Eagles down low on the baseline. They lost it out of bounds. And it's going to go back to the Spartans with 6:09 to go in the third. And Spartans will walk it across the midcourt timeline here with Miles Maureen. They go to Tori Gu, now back to Maureen. Unitigo looking to take their time on this possession. They go to the corner, baseline drive here for Faulkner. Gets caught in the air, dishes one off for Owen Reed. His shot won't go. Barber saves the rebound, but it goes to Walker of DH. And he'll bring it back down the floor. Pumps the brakes, now turns on the Jets. Floater in the lane for Walker, won't go. Rebound loose on the floor, and Faulkner comes up with it. Folks, between his steals, obviously the points and the rebounds, he could be in triple-double territory tonight by the end of this game with 5.5 to go in the third. Bounce pass down low for Faulkner, back out for Gu. Gu floats one over to Miles Maureen, far side. Maureen stripped of the basketball. And ahead now for Walker. Walker lost control of it, has to dive on the floor, gets it to Jacobs, who goes to double Marescu, won't go. His Dr. J finger roll didn't have enough mustard on it. Now a steal on the rebound here by Faulkner. 2-on-1 if they can hurry. Dishes one off for Maureen. And off the leg of Sokol as he tried to go back to Faulkner, and it goes out of bounds. End-to-end action here to start the third quarter with 2 minutes gone in the third. And Unitigo leading 45-29. They go right inside to Faulkner. Little up and under is good. Faulkner at the left low block. He's got 20. And it's 47-29 with 4:50 to go in the third quarter. Eagles with the basketball. Here's Walker. High arcing three. Too strong off the back of the rim. Rebound for Miles Maureen. Right wing side goes back out. Shea Barber for a three. Splash for Shea Barber. And he gets it to go. Barber's got 17. And he had to look up there at that student section. Give him a little wink, I would say. 50-29 the score with 4:25 to go in the third quarter. Here's Dobo Marescu on the left wing side. Now goes back to the right. This is one for Sokol. Tried to go back up for Jacobs. Straight away three. Got it. And Wyatt Jacobs has 11. And it's 50-32 with 4:10 to go in the third. Back across the midcourt timeline here for the Spartans. Protecting an 18-point lead here on their home floor. They go back to Barber again. Wants another three. Hit the side of the rim and it wouldn't go. Rebound for DH. Here's Walker in transition. A pass. Great pass. Through traffic to find double Marescu. And he's got five. I don't even know how he saw that passing lane. Fed it to him. Hit him in stride and it's 50-34. Unitigo on top of Deposit Hancock with 3:40 to go in the third. Unitigo works it down low for Faulkner again. The pump fake up and in. for Faulkner. He has 22. What a monster of a night here for Faulkner. Splitting through traffic as Tyler Santamaria won't go. Faulkner a rebound. Across the midcourt timeline, batted out of bounds by Jacobs. And out of bounds. Timeout here for Unitigo with 3:20 to go in the third. Unitigo on top of Deposit Hancock, 52-34. We'll be back on WCDO.
Hi, this is Patrice from Brown's Pharmacy in Unadilla. A trip to the pharmacy usually means lots of waiting, time none of us have. We understand that at Brown's Pharmacy in Unadilla. That's why we pride ourselves on filling your prescriptions fast. In fact, it's usually ready when you arrive. We are happy to answer all your questions about medications and your family's health issues. We also have a nice selection of greeting cards, health and beauty products, vitamins, and a new line of Ananda Professional CBD products. So don't waste time standing around waiting and waiting. Switch to Brown's Pharmacy in Unadilla. I think you'll be glad you did. Brown's Pharmacy is on Main Street in downtown Unadilla.
Your local sports leader, FM 101 and AM 1490 WCDO.
3:20 to go in the third, folks. I think I got myself in a little bit of trouble here during the break. They had Nate Lull chants on both sides. So I'm trying to wave to both here. Make sure I support both these student sections. Very nice of them to shout me out. Appreciate coming to all these schools. The kids are all really good to me. Out of the timeout here, 3:10 to go in the third. A steal by the Eagles. Ahead now for Bob Lewis. Puts it up and in. And Lewis has got 4 points, and it's 52-36 with 3 minutes to go in the third quarter. Spartans across the midcourt timeline here with Miles Maureen left side. Maureen at the left elbow, bounce pass down low to Faulkner. No, rebound, Owen Reed, and second chance is good for Reed. Reed's got six, so you got Faulkner with 22, Barber with 17 to lead Unitigo, 11 for Jacobs and 8 for Walker on the other side for DH. Here's double Marescu, straight away 3, too strong. Lewis scrapping for a rebound. It's loose on the floor. Double Marescu finds Jacobs, the kiss off the glass, no good. Rebound still alive for DH. Back out for Walker for 3. And Walker nails it, and he's got 11. And it's 54-39. DH won't quit. They're still looking for that little run to get back into it with 2:15 to go in the third. But Unitigo's had the answer every time so far. Shot here from Ricky Brennan is no good. And a rebound by Sokol. Ahead now for Dovo Marescu. And he'll pump the brakes and come back out. Now he wants a three. He's got some space. Shot won't go. Rebound for Faulkner. He's easily got ahead of at least a double-double with the rebounds. And the steals, he's got to be in that 6-7 range. Minute 50 to go in the third. It's 54-39. Spartans with the basketball. They go far side for Gouda. The high post, little give and go back to Faulkner now. Skips across the top of the zone. Finds Maureen. A little crossover. Down low for Faulkner. No good. Rebound for Jacobs. Fans really enjoyed that crossover move by Miles Maureen. And back down the floor here for Dovo Marescu with a minute 25 to go in the third. Top of the key for him. Pumps it down low for Lewis. Leaves it off. A great pass there for Jacobs. Won't go. Sokol the rebound. Also won't go down. Looks like there's a lid on the rim now for the Eagles. Goo back up the floor. Goo left side. Finds Faulkner on the baseline. Muscles it up off the glass and good. He's got 24. Doing the work of a man tonight, Austin Faulkner. It's 56-39, minutes to go in the third. Here's Walker down low. Shot is too strong. Rebound for Lewis. Lewis puts it up and he's fouled. Smallest guard on the floor somehow went in and got that rebound. Was hammered and will head to the line. Physical contest with 54 seconds to go in the third. And it's 56-39. So Bob Lewis will head to the line here for the Eagles. Steps in, and these could be big. Lewis, first one won't go. DH is looking for any momentum they can get right now to try to make a run. Faulkner is going to come out as well as Owen Reed. Those two deserve a break. They have been beasts on the glass here for the Spartans. Second one coming for Lewis with 54 seconds to go in the third. And Unitigo boys leading DH 56-39. Lewis gets it to go, and he's got five. So it's 56-40. And Miles Maureen will work, get back down the floor here for Unitigo. Far side for Shea Barber. Back to Maureen. To the high post. Back out Barber. Three ball land. Got it. And they're feeding off this energy. And Barber's got 20. And it's 59-40. They're having some fun out there. Double Marescu. Goes over to Jacobs. He wants a three of his own. That one is off the back of the 10, and a rebound for Notorious Goo. Goo will find Maureen. Steps back for three. In and out. Rebound for Jacobs, who's also having a heck of a night. Jacobs in the backcourt finds Dilbo Marescu. Cross the midcourt timeline. Stops, looking for options. Goes into the corner for Lewis. Lewis tried to float one over to Sokol, and it's taken away. 5 seconds left. Third quarter. Here's Maureen. Ahead now for Destin. Gesick lays it in. Gesick with the bucket at the buzzer. And Unitigo leads 61-40. Fourth quarter coming up. I'm Nate Lowe. Stay tuned on WCDO.
The Delaware National Bank of Delhi is a proud sponsor of local sports on WCDO. DNBD is the 25th oldest bank in the nation, providing over 175 years of service to Delaware County and beyond. With locations in Delhi, Margaretville, Davenport, Hobart, and our loan production office on the corner of Ford and Main Streets in Oneonta, DNBD meets all your financial needs. And make sure to visit our new loan office in Sydney, too. Check out our internet banking services at dnbd.bank. DNBD, member FDIC and equal housing lender.
Matthew Campbell Insurance of Franklin is a proud supporter of Franklin Purple Devil basketball on WCDO. Located at 499 Main Street in downtown Franklin, Matthew Campbell Insurance is a hometown insurance agency you can trust. Offering a full line of insurance options from Prudential, you know you'll get the best coverage at the lowest price. Matthew Campbell Insurance also offers investment and retirement planning services, as well as business planning needs. Call today at 829-8444. Good luck, Purple Devils, from the Matthew Campbell Insurance Agency of Franklin.
Let's get back to the action with local sports on WCDO.
Start of the fourth quarter here on WCDO and WCDOsports.com. Our web stream is brought to you by SFCU. At SFCU, it's banking easier. Boy, the crowd has been entertained here tonight. CS, as the Spartans have put on a great shooting display, and they currently lead Deposit Hancock 61-40. I'm Nate Lowe. And my in-game producer back in our Sydney Main Street studios is Jim Tomeo tonight. It's been a fun one. And we got eight more minutes to go. A steal here by Unitigo. Here's Shea Barber trying to go coast to coast. Lays it up and in, and he's fouled. He's got 22. Between Barber and Faulkner, this has been a very good-looking team here tonight. Faulkner with 24 and Barber with 22 right now for Unitigo. And he's looking to complete the old-fashioned three-point play early here in the fourth quarter. So Barber, the sophomore, stepping in at the line. Let's see. Oh, he stepped over the line. They said he made the shot, but he stepped over the line. So that'll take the point away. And it's 63-40. DH gets the ball back going right to left. They're in the black with the blue trim. Unitigo's in the home whites with the green. And now another steal by Maureen. The defense has been great for the Spartans. Maureen, coast to coast, was going a little too fast. Couldn't get the layup to go. Back the other way, a breakneck speed for DH, and they threw it away. Gesick ahead for Maureen through his hands, and the game of hot potato continues. DH works it inside. Sokol, turnaround shot won't go from a tough angle. Rebound right back to him, and he lays it in. Pinballed around and worked its way back to Christian Sokol, and he put it up and in. So it's Unitigo boys leading DH 63-42 with 7 minutes to go in the fourth quarter here at the U. Maureen hanging in the lane here. His shot won't go. Gets his own rebound and pull it back out. Here's Goo. Back to Miles Maureen. Tries to go to the interior here for Destin Gesick, and the seal just wasn't there. It wasn't a good passing lane, and he threw it out of bounds, and it goes back to DH. Faulkner's on the bench at the moment, still getting some rest along with Owen Reed. And DH will get it in the backcourt, and a foul on Torrey Goo, who was coming hard on defense. And boy, I've just been impressed by the Spartans' defense tonight. Active hands, flying all over the place, and a lot of steals. DH gets the ball in. They go to Sokol down low, and he buried it. Sokol now with 7, and it's 63-44 with 6:35 to go fourth quarter. Spartans across the midcourt timeline. They go to Notorious Goo. Left side finds Barber. Pump fake, little up and under, takes it to the rim. Hanging in the air, it won't go. Foul is on the floor, though, with 6:28 left. Make sure you stay tuned for our post-game show. We'll give out our three awards for offense, defense, and all-purpose, brought to you by Marabito Gresham Insurance, NBT Bank, as well as ACCO Brands of Sydney. Well, 6:28 to go in the fourth quarter, and it's 63-44 Here's Shea Barber, and stripped of the ball as he was going up for a shot out of bounds, stays with the Spartans. Team foul situation, 4 for DH and 2 for Unitigo here in the fourth. Unitigo will get it in. They find Shea Barber. Three-point line extended. Goes to the far side for Ricky Brennan. Brennan now back to Miles Maureen. Left side, gets into the paint, floating in the air, and he got it. And Maureen has 9. He's had a good night. 65-44. Unitigo on top of DH. To the far side, this is Caleb Walker. Steps back for 3 and buries it. Walker with 14, and it's 65-47. Nice play there by Caleb Walker. On to the interior. Maureen threw it away. It was looking for Destin Gesick, and it was just tipped out of bounds off the hands of Gesick. And it goes back to DH. Still some time left in this game. 5:45 to go, fourth quarter. Can DH make a run? Try to get back into it. Bounce pass far side for Jacobs. He has 11. Pull-up jumper at the right elbow. Won't go. And a rebound for Maureen. And boy, he has just got the Energizer Bunny speed and energy. Puts it ahead there. Ricky Brennan with the left-handed layup. It won't go. Eagles with a rebound. Another possession to try to chip away at it here. He wants a 3. This is Caleb Walker. Hit the front of the rim and died there. Rebound Unitigo. Back up the floor they come here with the point guard, the sophomore Miles Maureen, with great handles. Maureen, right side. Chest pass for Shea Barber. Shea Barber directing traffic. Top of the key. Goes left side. Pull-up jumper. Too strong. Rebound. Barber fighting after it here. On the right low block. Stripped as it goes out of bounds. He's had to work hard for that one, and there's a foul on DH. With 4:55 to go in the fourth quarter. Foul will be on DH, their fifth. Second foul on Tyler Santa Maria. Barber at the line. First shot is good. So Barber has 23. So you got Faulkner with 24. Barber with 23. What a night for these two. Barber's second shot. Good. 24. They might be having a one-on-one contest here to see who finishes as the game high scorer. They both have 24. 67-47 for Unitigo on top of Deposit Hancock. Here's Santa Maria. Steps in. No good. Bob Lewis the rebound. Back out here for Caleb Walker. Walker gets one across. Stolen away by Shea Barber. And some bodies flying with 4:53 to go in the fourth quarter. Teams wrestling and scrambling there for that rebound. Looked like it's a jump ball, and it will be going back to Unitigo. So Spartans will get the ball with 4:50 to go in the fourth quarter. Student section still having some fun with this one here tonight. Unitigo works it down low for Gesick. Now back out to Brennan. Brennan goes to Shea Barber. Barber, a little up and under, wants a fall-away jumper. It's too strong. Hit the front of the rim, and DH will pick up the rebound. Here's Walker ahead, and his pass was too strong and too far in front of Bob Lewis. Sails out of bounds and goes back to Unitigo with 4.5 to go here in the fourth quarter. So Unitigo leading 67-47. Spartans across the Unitigo logo at midcourt. Bounce pass to the far side, and some Unitigo guys off the bench now getting some good minutes in the early, in the late minutes here. Shot there would not go down. And a steal here by Barber. Barber up and under, it's good. And Barber's got 26, so he might win that battle of the game high points. Oh, Faulkner's going to come back in, so we'll get to play that for another round here. He'll come back in at the next whistle. A steal by Unitigo. DH will take it back, though. Here's Bob Lewis. Lewis leaves it for Wyatt Jacobs, and it's good. Jacobs has 13. And it's 69-49 with 3:40 to go in the fourth quarter. Spartans across the midcourt timeline with Andy Adams. Adams is into the ball game on the right low block. Whips one across for Barber. Now to Xander Rance. Takes it to the rim, and it's good for Rance. And the sophomore makes it 71-49. With 3:20 to go in the fourth quarter, and DH is going to take a timeout. We'll step away. I'm Nate Lowell. Stay tuned. Unitigo boys leading DH 71-49. We'll be back here on CDO.
Thinking of remodeling your home or office and not sure where to begin? You need the contracting experts, Cohen and Fraser Builders of Franklin. They're local, fully insured, and offer over 50 years combined experience. From frame to finish, Cohen and Fraser Builders can meet all your contracting needs. Garages, decks, siding, and additions, plus full plumbing, heating, and electrical work. At Cohen and Fraser Builders, they see the project through from start to finish. For professional, honest, exceptional home or business services, call Lee or Ed today at 829-5426. That's 829-5426 for Cohen and Fraser Builders of Franklin.
Hello, this is Scott Smith from Neighbors Insurance of Sydney and Oneonta. Neighbors Insurance describes the friendly help you'll receive from agents who understand the language of insurance. We're the neighbors who can help you choose the right coverage for your insurance needs, auto, home, or business. We also specialize in group health insurance. You can find Neighbors Insurance on Route 7, Riverside, Sydney, and on Main Street in the east end of Oneonta. For all your insurance needs, you can count on us. We are Neighbors Insurance.
FM 101 at AM 1490 WCDO in Sydney, Bainbridge, and Unadilla.
3:23 to go in the fourth quarter. Unitico boys on top of Deposit Hancock, 71-49. It's been a great showing here tonight by the Spartans. Shea Barber with a game high 26 points and Austin Faulkner with 24 so far. And we'll see who ends up with the game high. Here is Lewis, tries to get to the high post, lost control of it. And now we'll have a foul here on the Spartans. Mike Makowski got it for DH and he was fouled at the foul line with 3:10 to go. Well, we'll see a lot of the members of both these, well, at least of the Unitico student section, I should say, as they will be at Delhi on Tuesday. What a game that's going to be for the girls, as an inbounds pass here for DH goes to Wyatt Jacobs, and he has 15, and it's 71-51. Yeah, Delhi girls hosting Unitico on Tuesday. Circle the calendar for that. Faulkner with a pass down low to Gesick. His shot won't go. 2:50 to go in the fourth. Makowski back down the floor. And a good dish off there for Sokol, but his shot wouldn't go. Rebound for Unitico with 2:40 to go. And here's Andy Adams in the paint. Lost control of it. Adams off the glass and good. Andy Adams with 2 points. And everybody's getting in the scoring act tonight here for the Spartans. Here's Wyatt Jacobs. Stripped to the basketball. And this one is going to roll into the backcourt here. Actually, it looked like it bounced off. Yeah, so there was no tip there, so it is a backcourt violation. So Unitico is going to get it back with 2:18 to go. Again, stay tuned for the postgame show. We'll have our three awards for offense, defense, and all-purpose. We also have one other special award to give out tonight during Unitigo's game. Unitico games, I should say, brought to you by Jake's Deli, our player of the game. That player will get a free sub, courtesy of Jake's Deli in Otigo. Always a fan favorite. I should say a player favorite, because they get to walk down to Jake's on Payne Street in Otigo and get themselves a free sandwich. 2 minutes to go in the fourth. It's 73-51. Ball loose at midcourt. Spartans will come away with it here with Andy Adams. Adams will dish it off to Faulkner. Faulkner across the Spartans logo at midcourt. Passes one far side, now for Adams, dribbles to the top of the paint, and throws it out of bounds as he was trying a bounce pass towards the Unitigo bench. A little miscommunication there, and it rolled out. With a minute 42 to go in the fourth, and it's 73-51. So Eagles with the ball, here's Makowski. Dishes far side here for Nate Beagle. Beagle works one to the interior, but it's stolen away, but taken right back by DH. They go to Sokol. Little give and go. Sokol gets it out to Beagle. Jumper off the front of the rim, no good. Rebound back for DH. Jacobs straight away, three, gets it to go. Jacobs has 18. It's been a nice night for him. And we come up on 1 minute to go in the fourth quarter, and Unitico leading at 73-54. Spartans with the basketball. They go to the far side now for Andy Adams. They go to the interior here for Destin Gesick. Gesick is stripped as he went up for it. Unitigo holds on. Back out to Adams. 10 on the shot clock. Faulkner on the right side. Faulkner dishes one over for Adams. Dribbles through, tosses it up, and good. Andy Adams off the bench saying, hey, coach, put me on in. See what I can do for you. 35 seconds left, and Unitigo leading 75-54. It's got to be the most points they've put up this season. Pull-up jumper here is off the mark and no good. Unitigo with the rebound, but DH is able to steal it back. Left side three for DH is up and good for Brandon Christ. And 75-57, so we come up on 10 seconds to go in the fourth quarter. Spartans across the midcourt timeline, they're going to dribble this one out, and Unitigo is going to come away with a 75-57 victory here tonight on their home floor. We'll have the postgame show coming up, folks. Again, Unitigo boys win 75-57 over Deposit Hancock. We'll be back on WCDO.
NYCM Insurance of Edmiston is a locally owned and operated personal lines insurance company. For over 115 years, NYCM Insurance has delivered quality service to New Yorkers just like you. For information about automobile and or homeowners insurance from NYCM, or to locate one of their 1,100 independent agents across the state, visit them online at nycm.com. NYCM Insurance is a proud supporter of local sports on WCDO. NYCM is there for you 24/7, 365. Visit online nycm.com.
Sports Field Specialties of Delhi is a proud sponsor of local high school athletics on WCDO. Sports Field Specialties manufactures state-of-the-art goalposts, protective netting systems, dugouts, and other athletic equipment used for all levels of play from high school to the NFL. Good luck, area athletes, from Sports Field Specialties of Delhi.
Your local sports leader, FM 101 and AM 1490 WCDO.
Welcome back, folks. Our final score here tonight in Unitigo. The Unitigo boys defeating Deposit Hancock 75-57. Heck of a ball game. As let's get our scoring summary first for Unitigo. 26 points, that's a game high from Shea Barber. 24 from Austin Faulkner. 9 from Miles Maureen. 4 from Andy Adams. And then 2 apiece from Destin Gesick, Xander Rance, and Tori Gu. On the other side for DH, 18 points, that's a team high for Wyatt Jacobs. 14 for Caleb Walker. 5 from Bob Lewis. 7 for Christian Sokol. 5 from Jacob Dobomirescu, as well as 3 apiece from Tyler Santamaria and Brandon Christ, and then 2 from Nate Beagle. So again, 18 from Jacobs, 14 from Caleb Walker, 7 from Christian Sokol on the other side for DH. So Unitigo just jumped out to an early and fast start, and they didn't look back. This is the best I've seen Unitigo play this year, and they looked really, really tremendous tonight. We'll take another break. We'll come back. We'll give our 3 awards, plus our extra award that we do for Unitigo games. Again, the Unitigo boys defeat DH tonight, 75-57. We'll wrap up the postgame show when we come back on WCDO.
Your friends at Morabito Gresham Insurance are proud to sponsor high school sports on WCDO. Morabito Gresham is a full-service independent agency with the flexibility to place your insurance with a variety of carriers. But more importantly, we strive to build strong, long-term relationships based on trust and knowledge. Through our personal attention and professional commitment, we prove that customers always come first. The Morabito Gresham Insurance team will work hard to find you the best coverage to meet your needs and your budget. Call 217-0279 and let Morabito Gresham work for you.
With a mortgage from NBT Bank, you can stop stressing and start packing. Visit us in branch or online at nbtbank.com/welcome home and see why NBT Bank is recognized as one of the world's best banks by Forbes. Equal housing lender, NMLS 500501.
ACCO Brands of Sydney is proud to be part of WCDO's high school sports coverage. As a major employer in the Tri-County area, ACCO Brands supports young people in our communities and hopes that these young athletes have much success this sports season. Always work hard and always display good sportsmanship. ACCO Brands of Sydney is proud to be part of the Tri-County industrial family and continues their tradition of supporting the efforts of young people in our area. ACCO Brands of Sydney, an industry leader in the manufacture of planning products and calendars, cheers on student athletes in every sport.
Live high school sports on WCDO and worldwide, streaming live at WCDOsports.com.
Welcome back one last time to the Unitigo Gymnasium here as the Unitigo boys defeat DH tonight 75-57. Heck of a showing tonight here for Unitigo. It's time now for our 3 awards. First is our NBT Bank Outstanding Offense Award, brought to you by NBT Bank, supporting local high school sports on WCDO. For more than 150 years, NBT Bank has served the area's financial needs. NBT Bank for everything that counts. We'll give this one tonight to Shea Barber. 26 points at the game high. He was deadly from downtown, great getting to the rim, just one of the best all-around players in the area. Shea Barber tonight from Unitego is our NBT Bank Outstanding Offense Award winner. Next up is the Mirabito Gresham Insurance Dynamic Defense Award, of course brought to you by Mirabito Gresham Insurance, where the customer always comes first. Jeffrey Mirabito and Jeff Gresham proudly support high school basketball on WCDO. I'm going to go with Austin Faulkner tonight. You could give him any one of these three awards. He was absolutely tremendous. I know he had a double-double, had to be close to a triple-double tonight, but I thought his defense, his quick hands, his steals led to some easy points tonight for Unitego. So we will give Austin Faulkner our Mirabito Gresham Insurance Dynamic Defense Award for Unitego. Lastly is the ACCO Brands All-Purpose Award, brought to you by ACCO Brands of Sydney, a proud supporter of local youth in the Tri-County area. ACCO Brands wishes the best to all players this sports season and is happy to cheer on these young athletes. Let's give that tonight to Wyatt Jacobs from DH. You could go with Jacobs or Walker, but I think Jacobs was a difference maker, great on the glass, good on defense. 18 points tonight for Wyatt Jacobs. We will give him our ACCO Brands All-Purpose Award tonight, Wyatt Jacobs of DH. Now tomorrow we'll be back on the air. We have a special college doubleheader tomorrow. The SUNY Oneonta women playing at 2 o'clock against Buff State. The men will play at 4. They've asked us to come up and do a special Saturday doubleheader, so I'll be on the air for our Butler Auto pregame show around 1:45 or so, and we'll bring you those two games from SUNY Oneonta. I'm really looking forward to it. We'll be back to our regular high school schedule next week, and of course there are some high school games tomorrow, so we'll be keeping an eye on those as well, so we can get you those scores. But just something new and different tomorrow, and we're glad to support SUNY Oneonta for all they do for the local area. Glad to go up and support those athletes. And at least on the women's side, I mean, you have Meg Palmateer from Bainbridge-Guilford, you have Liz Thompson from Morris, and you have Shelby Benjamin from Norwood. So three locals playing on the women's team. So it'll be fun to see them back on the floor as well. Again, our final score tonight, 75-57, Unitego over DH. A big thank you to Jim Tomeo back in our Sydney Main Street studios. He'll be working with us again tomorrow, so we'll be on the air at about 2 o'clock. Unitego defeats DH 75-57. I'm Nate Lull. We'll see you tomorrow on WCDO Sports.